morning, we're from Home Affairs. Yeah. I'm not certain if is it permissible for us to be here? The head of our department is on the way.
No, it's fine.
All right.
That remains.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. The problem is the face is not familiar. No, it's fine, doesn't matter. It can remain because the DG will be joining us. He still has other things to do, but you are welcome here. Mr. Majid, you didn't tell us that you have other members from the department? Okay. No, it's fine. You are all welcome as well.
point is on predetermined objectives. Again, for the portfolio, I think if we look at it across the board, for this financial year, 11-12, there have been improvements in IAC and government principles. Still remains challenges in home affairs and Employment Publication Board. And I think it's an area that needs focus, needs action plans in place to address. At the end of the day, this is the area where you actually want to say, I'm reporting on delivery on my services. Yeah. On page 6,
30-day payments is important. I know the president himself has emphasized that. DTI always pays 30 days. But that's partly because they're involved in trying to develop businesses. And we're not going to see entrepreneurs and previously disadvantaged businesses getting ahead if government doesn't pay 30 days. And the bottom, that's what should be paying 30 days anyway. So I'm pleased that you've emphasized that. I have two very simple questions. One is, you referred to HDIs, highly disadvantaged individuals. Now, I've heard of previously disadvantaged, and there's some people in South Africa who talk about presently disadvantaged. But so we know what a PDI is. But what is an HDI? I'd be quite interested to know what that is. You know where the reference is to it. Okay. Then the other question is, on page 2, you give us the colors. Sorry, on page 2. On page 5. But the one is a sort of pinkish red, and the other is a sort of orangey. Now, I'm not quite clear on page 6 where the department gets these red colours, which is pinky orange and pinky red and which is orangey red. Perhaps you could just help me with that when you answer. And the HDIs are referred to on page 7 under the Electoral Commission. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Chairperson, let me follow suit on what Honorable Mark Intosh has said. If the Auditor General was a politician, then I would have said that they actually went out to do what they've done in the oversight. But nobody can question their independence. Particular of the issues that they've raised, it is quite logical. Because everything that they are raising, Chairperson, you can ask every member of the portfolio committee who have been raising these issues. It's just that because you sometimes when you raise these, sometimes the officials are reluctant to take this head on and address them with the speed that is required. We have been questioning the pace and the speed under which they can post that fee. We've been questioning that. And I'm happy that we're going to interact with the department soon after the Auditor General's office has gone. But the only thing that worries me is the emphasis on the area of internal financial controls. And that is also an area that we've been emphatic on. For instance, we find that in some offices, when we went to KZN, then the money would not be collected and be banked for cars for some days. And obviously, the age did not pick on that. But it's one of the areas that we've been questioning. What happens if the money gets lost or someone comes and robs the office? But it does raise a concern. And I think page 6, that dashboard, allows us to understand it much easier as well as members, but not all of us are financial funders, so it helps us to understand some of this without having to piggyback and dig much deeper to understand. Also, the report check, if you look at the reporting, we questioned the nature of targets. Some targets will be written in words and some in percentage. Then we've been asking, why are you doing this? Well, you put numbers, and in some areas you put percentages. Because then it does not comply with the reporting mechanisms, the area of performance and monitoring. So those are issues that I'm hoping that from now on, when we engage with the department, at least we'll be taken seriously. When we say, please fix this. And we've been saying also on the targets, we don't think you're going to meet this target. Also, why are you spending too much money only in the last quarter and not spending enough money?
myself or by the auditor general.
Okay. Honorable Mr. Sermant. Honorable Sermant. Thank you, Chair. This is quite a good report. But Chair, I looked at the audit report given in 2010-2011 and this one. I compared the two. Almost everything that you raised here was there in 2010-2011. Yet, you got a clean audit. Maybe we need it. I'm qualified. Yeah. This one is qualified, that one was unqualified. Oh, okay. It's the same. You expressed an opinion. I would want to understand what was actually happening. How did you then come to that? Why the difference? Yet the issues are almost the same. There's a small difference that one picks up there. The other thing is we had annual reports for both GPW and FTP. I'm looking at the report, the format used, financial format used here by the department, and the one used by the two institutions. Now, they are different. And when you question, because we are unable to follow, you need to compare all these things. But if the format then varies, it's not easy for you to follow what is happening. The answer is that no, that's what is needed by the Auditor General. Now I want to question as to whether that is real. If it is, why would you then have a different format on the department and also request the other institutions to also present their financials in a different format? Because that would assist us as this committee to do our work. The other issue, in terms of the PFMA, you have two accounting officers, which is your head of the department and your CFO, of which the overall accounting officer would be the HOD. But the manner in which you capture issues, I don't dispute what is in the annual report. But if you get to the root cause, when you generalize, it's difficult for us as the audit, as the committee, to deal with the specific problem where it emerges. You see, if you are saying the accounting officer was unable to ensure that 1, 2, 3 is happening, to me, I would be understanding that if you're talking control, then the internal auditor has to be the first man who has to pick up where there are gaps and communicate. What we don't know, as stated here, is whether the audit, internal audit picked up those things, but the accounting officer did not then take upon the advice given to him by that particular person or manager that is responsible direct for what has to happen. When you talk about the issue of your awarding of tenders and what have you, the whole process starts at supply chain management there at that level and ultimately gets endorsed by the, it will go through the office of the CFO, I think, and then go on to, depends, I don't know what you are using currently as the department, but in other departments it will go that way and then ultimately end up in the HOD's office. Because those committees do recommend to the head of the department. Now, we also are not sure as to where the problem is. Is it at that level or is it
why have we done it? Where is the control in that? Again, coming boiling down back to what is this internal control. We still firmly believe that if we look at international or even national, you look at successful companies, you look at successful institutions, even within government, you look at some of the entities that have human audits, these are entities that have very strong internal control in mind. They have entities that have proven governance structures. So definitely it has proven already that that is the direction where we want to be. There was the one question that I missed, and that was on the annual report format between the department and the public entities. The department's annual report format is prescribed, was done by Treasury. The format for the annual report for public entities is not prescribed by Treasury. So you'll see many of the public entities actually, they're very creative, they like to put a lot of complexity into the annual report to make it as clear as possible. But yes, I think it's a consideration that the Treasury can take a note of it, make sense to say, okay, let's look at maybe we need to regulate that annual. But I do know that the shareholders' departments normally make mention of the report in terms of standardized. So I hope I have answered this one of the questions of the portfolio committee to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Pressman.
We must also look at the time, honorable members, honorable Peterson, honorable Gump, honorable Borsman, that order.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to know from the AG that given the amount of additional matter mentioned here, will the department be able to address the matters maybe raised and submit their annual report in time in the future? Okay, then maybe the last one, I'm happy that the department is here too. I just wanted to know, on the staff employed by the department, 0.57% are reported to be persons with disabilities. This is below really the 2%.
again.
You don't get a break between orders.
Well, we finish late. We're supposed to be done with June.
No, no, I meant generally. When is your next order starting?
Next week.